From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has announced it's pulling out of the U.N. Human Rights Council after U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley denounced what she called a cesspool of political bias, especially when it involves Israel.
Regrettably, it is now clear that our call for reform was not heeded. Human rights abusers continue to serve on and be elected to the council. The world's most inhumane regimes continue to escape scrutiny. And the council continues politicizing and scapegoating of countries with positive human rights records in an attempt to distract from the abusers in their ranks.
She criticized what she called the council's disproportionate focus and unending hostility toward Israel as proof it's motivated by political bias, prompting the withdrawal decision.
In doing so, I want to make it crystal clear that this step is not a retreat from human rights commitments. On the contrary, we take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein said given the state of human rights in the world today, the U.S. should be stepping up, not stepping back. Several rights groups warn the U.S. withdrawal will make it more difficult to advance rights priorities and aid victims of abuse. In Ivory Coast, flooding caused by torrential rains left at least 18 dead in the commercial capital, Abidjan, early Tuesday. Kadio Ngesen said he saw a man inside a car drifting in the water down the street and was unable to save himself. The rains produced a wall of water estimated at 2.5 meters. It destroyed homes and left hundreds stranded. This is VOA News.